The audio you're about to indulge in was created by me, Snaky Smut. It was recorded by a consenting adult, for consenting adults, over the age of 18. If you are considered a minor, please do not consume my content as you have been warned. My audios are not to be re-hosted, re-uploaded, re-shared to any other platform without my explicit permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy. Oh, me? Yeah, it's me. I'm next. Do you want me to shut the door behind me, or is somebody else coming in? Right. Well, first, I guess let me introduce myself. I'm Victoria. I come from America. I graduated from Illinois last year, and I am raring to go. Oh, yeah. I know this isn't a job interview, but I'm planning to treat it as one. That's kind of how I deal with things that are maybe a little bit daunting in my life. I treat them like job interviews, and then everything goes just fine. So let me tell you why I'm here. Can I do that? I mean, I'm sure you have some top secret Death Eater business to attend to, but I feel like we should get to know each other a little bit better, don't you think? I mean, at least one of you agrees with me, right? All right, well, I graduated top of my class in potions, and I thought about maybe working for the ministry. Oh, yeah? Oh, my house? Horned Serpent. Ours are way less cool than y'all's, but, you know, what are you gonna do? Anyway, Horned Serpent, it's pretty much like your Slytherin, albeit we don't seem to produce as many dark wizards and witches, which leads me to kind of why I'm here. So, like I was saying, I thought about working with potions and doing something with the ministry, maybe even doing something that was for the greater good. I mean, Lord knows, the American Wizarding Society could definitely use it. But I digress. I started realizing that I didn't really want to play for the good guys. I mean, my family have kind of played it straight. I have an uncle who may or may not have dabbled in the dark arts, but nobody would really tell me. And it is substantially less likely that you just happen into one of those groups, especially in America. I mean, you really have to look for them. So I did. I went looking in all the normal places, Salem. I even made a trip out to California because, you know. Oh. You don't know? Well, a lot of crazy shit happens in California. And they blame a lot of it on witches. Satanic panic. Oh. Maybe that's just an America thing. Anyway. Then I caught wind of what you guys were doing over here. Uh-huh. And I thought, that's a cool name. Death Eater. I mean, it really rolls off your tongue, right? So, I sent a couple owls trying to figure out how I would get in. And then I kind of heard what you guys do for initiation. I mean, wow. I'm skilled, but I don't know if I'm that skilled. But then I heard that you were holding other kinds of auditions. Specifically the three of you. And I knew that though I am skilled at potions, I am even more skilled with my mouth. And, I have something else you've been looking for. Mm-hmm. I have a new bloodline. And I'm pure. Both of my parents are magical. I mean, the whole pureblood politics really hasn't infiltrated America as much as it has here, but I'm with you. I definitely think it should. I mean, I have some muggle friends, but it doesn't matter. That's besides the point. I'm here because I have something all of these other witches don't have. Mm-hmm. Well, besides the fact that they're all from here. You've had a taste of that. But have you had a pretty American witch to pass around? I highly doubt it. that they may have in class and European schooling, I make up for with boundless enthusiasm, and I do this really cool thing with my tongue. So, what do you say? Could I have a shot? Hands on? Well, yeah, I'm ready to go right now. Are you? All three of you? Yeah, that's totally fine. Honestly, it's been a really, really long time since I've got to do anything with a wizard. And I'm gonna be honest, as much as I've lusted after one, I've never got throat fucked by a dark wizard, let alone three of them. So, yeah, you can say I'm really proper excited. Did I do that right? Yeah, I'll definitely shut up. You could give me something to put in my mouth. Oh, yeah, I'll get down on my knees. I have a feeling that if I wasn't pureblood, you probably would have AK'd me on the spot. There's some other little nasty hex. But don't crucio me. Oh, not because it hurts. Because I like it. Okay, so which one of you is first? Maybe the taller one? You? Or you? You're really hot, and I love your hair. Or you. I don't know if traditional looks are really your thing, but you have that whole mysterious, kind of interested, not interested thing going on. Really, I'd be happy to suck either one of your cocks. All three? I mean, we could do that. Why don't I just close my eyes, and you put a cock in my mouth? Yeah? Okay. Oh, and you don't have to be gentle. Like I said, I have lots of experience. Okay. Eyes are closed. Mouth open. That tastes good. Wow. You don't waste any time. I love a wizard who can hit my gag reflex right off the bat. And you taste so good. I might be a pureblood, but you can fuck my mouth like I'm a little mudblood slut. Oh, wow. You like it when I lick the head like that? And swirl around. And your friend's hitting me in the face with his cock. Does that mean I should suck both of you? Okay. Hey! Cool it. I only have one mouth, but I do have hands and a mouth. So we can alternate. You? Oh. Okay, whatever. I'll take care of you separately after then. I do want you to feed me some of that pure blood cum. Mm-hmm. head. Hold me down on his cock while I jerk you off. Switch. Wow. Oh, this sure beats American Wizards by far. Wow, you guys are really about it. Make me a dumb, drooling little American mess. Oh, wow, this is fun. Who knew that being evil was so rewarding? I like being a little truly cock drunk mess. Yeah, that's only the first time, and already I'm so glad I decided to come audition for you guys. You both put your cocks on my face and me like that's it. Slutty witches do it better, don't we? I know. You'd be so less stressed if you had me around to train your balls. And I'll do it whenever you want. I think you're getting close. You want to paint the back of my throat white? I'm kind of lightheaded. I don't think I've ever given a blowjob where I'd have that much breath play involved. You guys are definitely a lot of fun to play with. Oh, but you haven't got to come. I haven't even got to touch you. Oh, I have an idea. Why don't you fuck me? Oh, no, I'm being serious. What, you've never spit-roasted a witch before? It's really easy. You put that really delicious, unyielding cock of yours in my pussy, and your friend, who I haven't gotten to put my mouth on yet, puts it in my ass. And you can both fuck me until you come. Yeah? I think it sounds like fun. And I mean, not to be a total snake about things, but I really do want this position, and if it helps me secure it, I'm willing to fuck my way to the top. Okay, we can do it right here. Okay. Do you mind if I pull out my wand? Perfect. I just want to get rid of this, and perfect. Now I'm naked. Do you like what you see? I was blessed with these really nice, big, juicy tits. Go ahead. You can play with them. Yeah. Feels really good. your cock nice and wet. You can rub it along my pussy. It's already dripping from giving those blowjobs. Whatever it is, I never will know, but having a cock in the back of my throat makes me so fucking turned on. That's it. Behind me like that. Fuck. Oh. Yeah. I seem to know what you're doing. Huh. Oh. Oh, yeah, that's it. Run your cock up and down my pussy lips. While your friend here plays with my tits. Yeah, that's good. I didn't know I was gonna get all of my holes fucked, but I'm so happy I am. Oh, but huh? Right there. But you ready to fuck me? Yeah. Okay. Now you've got to kind of balance me, right? Like that. I've already used my spell to make myself a little bit lighter, so I should be easier to move around. Now, if you just... that's it. Position your cock right there. Oh, that's it. My asshole's so tight, but it's ready for you to stretch it. Yeah. Oh, you're gonna be the first dark wizard I've ever had in my ass before. Same for you with my pussy. Oh, I mean, this is such a night of firsts for me. Okay. Oh, no, you. Here. Yeah, up and down my pussy like that. But the thing is, I want you both to thrust in at the same time. I want to be full in my cunt and my asshole simultaneously. Can you do that for me? Yeah. Okay, I'm going to balance my arms on your chest and...
Mm-hmm.
full of your gum. Yeah. Fucking fill me. Fill me at both ends. I want to feel your gum dripping out of all my holes. Just want to be your personal pocket pussy. Fuck me however you want, whenever you want. Yeah. Yeah, you little freak, you slut. Did you come at the same time? Oh, fuck. Wow. Thank you. Does that mean I got the job? Sorry, sir. Does that mean that I got the job, sir? Yeah, I'll be more respectful, which I promise. I could get down on my knees and clean your cocks if you want. No? I suppose you're right. I have gotten a ton of your precious cum tonight. Should count myself lucky. But I could just stay here if anyone else wants to fuck me. Yeah? So, I have the job, right? I can be your personal cum dump? Perfect. Oh, and I know how important it is to introduce a new bloodline, especially when you're trying to overtake all of the wizarding world. So, if you want someone to be breeding stock, I'm more than happy. I would love for you to buck a baby into me. Or all three of you. Oh, yeah, I'll fuck off now until you need me again. Thanks for the opportunity, gentlemen. Bye.